My grandmother used to say, when you had dimples like that, that means the angel kissed you on your cheek. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we welcome each and every one of you that you did not deem it robbery to join us this morning or this Monday. We will get the word of God. So before we do so, we are a group of praying individuals. We're going to pray and open this call and move it along. Good morning, Daddy, our Father. We come to you this morning and we just want to say thank you. We just want to let you know that we appreciate each and everything that you did for us, some things we have no idea that you did, how you guarded us, how you kept us through last night, Father, how you kept things away from us that meant us harm, Father. We realize that Jeremiah 29:11 is sometimes we have no idea of the grasp of the things that you have in store for us. So we appreciate you, Father. We know that you have our very best interest at hand. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless and guard the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our co-founders for this call. We ask you to continue to guard and hold the Artists International family, Father, the Des De Leon Father family. Father, we appreciate you and we love you so very much that there will be, we deem that there will be no distractions on this call. There will be no interferences. There will be no nonsense. So the negativity that the evil one has to come, our minds will be focused on the word. There will be no negative interferences. So, Father, we just ask you that you keep your hand on this call and each and every listener, those that will listen later on, Father, we appreciate you and we love you so very much. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And I will now turn the call over to my sister, who we also have an affectionate name, and we call her our songbird, Minister Tiffany, on the other side of the coast. Can you take the call over?
Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for opening us up in that anointed prayer. And we're going to go ahead and proceed to move this call forward. And thank you for one of my favorite scriptures, too, Jeremiah 29:11. And so we do know that God knows the plans that he has for our life. And so we trust and believe, God, that he is leading and directing us into greater and newer places in 2016. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. As Bonita said, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and I say season greetings to each and every single one of you. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you, and we thank you for joining us here. As we have celebrated 6 years and we're continuing to move forward mightily in the name of Jesus, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call in prayer. We end this prayer call in prayer. We take your praise reports and your prayer requests during the week. And if you have any and you would like us to be in agreement with you, then please utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And we will pray with you and for you. Also, we do have a web address. That web address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you could go online to our website at any time. Please, please, please share with a friend. We want to make sure that we continue to spread the Master's Call and how lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. Immediately following this call today is Motivational Monday or Inspiration Monday. On the new morning motivational call, we invite each of you to join us there at 712 770-4005. Use the access code 294-617#. If you are a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist International or Artist Life, March the 3rd, 4th, and 5th will be the Extravaganza 2017 happening out here in the awesome and amazing state of California. And so that will be at the LAX Sheraton Gateway Hotel. And so please check your back office for further information. I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, your notepads, and your tablets, because now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for this morning, she is known as the Prayer General here on the Master's Call. In Artist Life, we know her as the Mississippi Queen. She is none other than the phenomenal, the beautiful, the radiant, the energetic, the nice, dependable, and anointed one, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a worker who is working for the kingdom in her church, which she serves under the leadership of Pastor Carlton McCarter out there in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And so anytime that you need a word of encouragement, Brenda is always there. She is amazing, and I'm telling you, this message that's coming forth, you want to make sure that you, your ears are open, your hearts are open to receive what thus says the Lord. And so without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you what, ooh, a cordial introduction. I may have to go back and listen to that again. It's so phenomenal, and you are a phenomenal woman. Thank you for being the blessing that you are. And thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone. And I tell you that Jeremiah 29:11 is definitely flowing right in with what God would have me to speak on this morning. And I want to also take the time to thank our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being such two beautiful women of God who said yes. And I tell you, this call has been a tremendous blessing to many as well as to myself. And I so thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And to you, my TMC family, thank you for being a part of the TMC family's telecommunication sanctuary, for hearing what thus says the Lord each and every day. And I share with you this morning greetings from our Holy Spirit, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. And I glorify you, Father, that it is no longer Brenda, but Christ that dwells in me. Let our hearts, our minds, and our ears be open to hear what the Spirit will have us to say and would have us to do, O God. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you're doing this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to share with you living prosperous with God's favor. We're going into the year 2017, and I know we're getting ready to prepare for Christmas with our families and what have you. And many people will think that prosperity is just about money, and many rich people will think that they are prosperous. But if they don't know God, they're really not prosperous. And so that's why I'm giving this topic, living prosperous with God's favor. Psalm 35:27 said, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And that is mind, body, soul, and spirit. See, prosperity is not all about health and having money and being wealthy. It's about having that prosperity within your whole being, mind, body, soul, and spirit. According to Psalms 1:3, And it did say, "And whatever we do shall prosper." That's in every area of our lives. So what does it mean? Because I got to start from the beginning on that psalm. It said, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And then he'll be like a tree firmly standing, planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Praise God. Whatever he does shall prosper. So we must realize that God intended for each and every one of us to be a prosperous people. First, let's take the mind. When we have the mind of Christ, thinking on whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is just, and whatever is of good report, it becomes a part of us. Therefore, to get to this point, we should seek God first in everything. We meditate on his word, as the scripture has said, day and night. And then we start speaking his word over ourselves, over our families, over the situations that we encounter in our everyday life. Then we make our efforts with joy, knowing that it's all for God's glory, even through the distractions. Oh, yes, yes, we're going to have the distractions. But as the Psalms, the scripture has said, count it all joy. That's in James. When you fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. So remind yourself that the promises God made to you personally, such as he made you the head and not the tail. He made you above and not beneath. He'll never leave or forsake you. Then we can all daily declare that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. See, it's well because we are a prosperous people. Secondly, we constantly keep our spiritual ears open to what the Spirit of God is instructing us to do. Sometimes we may have to eliminate the extra noise from the enemy, the naysayers and TV, etc. Noise comes from different directions. And because of our time and our personal relationship with our Father, it is so important to be in tune to hear what he is saying, because he wants our attention. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, "Keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." Obedience, my people of God, is obedience to God is the highest form of worship. It's the highest form of worship. Remember, Abraham believed and obeyed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. By faith, Abraham had obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. There are times when God will speak to us to move out of the norm, to move out of our comfortable space, to receive our inheritance. Are we listening? Better still, are we obeying? You know, 1 Samuel 15:22 says, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Oh, yes, yes, yes. May I be transparent with you that during my lifetime, I many times did totally the opposite of what my husband had asked me to do, such as paying a bill. Okay, honey, would you go pay this bill today? It'd be 2 or 3 days later before I pay that bill. I didn't do what he said to do. See, God made him. He gave him the authority. He was the head of the household, and he was the head of the plan that God had in store. Not Brenda. I wasn't the head, but I was doing it my way. And set myself up for shortcomings. I set myself up for hindrances, and not to mention the uneasiness, okay? Because I didn't have the true peace of God because I was fighting against the plan and the ordinance of God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm getting somewhere here. See, my body became unhealthy because of it. A lot of our illnesses are the summation of our disobedience, of our unforgiveness, even our attitudes. Mm-hmm. It's hard to receive joy when we are full of anger. It's also hard to receive or give love when we are full of hurt. We got to eliminate them by putting it all at Jesus' feet. See, they're hindering our prosperity, and we can't allow it to happen. We can take better care of our bodies with healthy eating habits, exercise, and, of course, the wonderful artist products. These are alternatives that make our bodies prosperous. So now that we've spoken about the mind and we've spoken about the body, let's talk a little bit about the soul. Remember in 3 John 1 and 2 when it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." You see, the dictionary states the soul is the emotional part of our human nature. Okay, so let's elaborate a little bit. Maybe this scripture is telling us that the prosperity of our soul that we cannot see or touch, portrays to God the evidence through the things we can see or touch. Mm-hmm. The evidence of our soul's growth is seen when we are finally able to believe that we will be prosperous and walking in God's favor, despite of our past or our current situations. You see, when we are able to let go of the past and look forward to the future, just like in 2017, we got to make plans for what God is going to do in our lives in 2017. I'm getting ahead of myself. And then a lot of times when we can forgive those who have hurt us, even when it seems as though their deed has gone unpunished, or even when we are strong enough to do things God's way, even when society and every fiber of our body tells us to do it another way. See, then we can say we love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, that God is in control. He has given us the victory through Christ Jesus. See, that's true prosperity. Let me share a little thing about our spirit man. See, our spirit man is led by the Spirit of God. Jude 1:20 says, "To build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Have you ever had that opportunity when you get before the Lord and you're praying and you allow the Spirit to pray? You allow your spirit to commune with the Father. See, and then it says, and keeping yourselves in the love of God. Oh, there's nothing like his love. When we dwell in his love, when we saturate ourselves in his love, prosperity, prosperous things come to us. It's like it's a magnet when we're in the love of God. Because God's love overtakes any given situation. It overtakes any sin. It overtakes anything that hinders our spirit. God's love. So we want to saturate ourselves in his love. And when we place ourselves within this godly kingdom realm, see, this is a kingdom realm. We're kingdom builders. And a lot of times that's when the Bible tells us we're in the world, but we're not of the world. See, Jesus and God had mentioned way back in Isaiah, and he had said, "My thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways." But see, when he sent Jesus Christ into our realm, then Jesus says, "Listen, I am the Savior. I am the truth. I am the light. I am everything that you need." So now you can walk in this same realm that I'm walking in. And he said, "All these things shall be added to you." Every area of our lives will be exceedingly, abundantly supplied above all that we ask or even think. That's powerful. That's powerful. So this is a reminder where he tells us, now it's according to the power that works in us. That's kingdom within itself. See, we're kingdom people, and the power of God is reigning and ruling within our being. So he says, according to the power that works in us, then we can speak life when we speak the word over situations. The prosperity just overtakes us. You see, as givers, let's go to that point, that portion. As givers, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 says, and God is able to make all grace under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything. This is the Amplified Version. I love it. Being completely self-sufficient in him and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity. See, God says he's able to make all grace under all circumstances, have complete sufficiency. That's prosperity in its entirety. You know, Luke 6:38 has says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That sounds like prosperity to me, my friends, and it sounds also like favor, the favor of God. So make sure that we're giving cheerfully, not grudgingly, because God loves a cheerful giver, all right? And also, he says, as we go into this Christmas season, we got to keep in mind that the Savior has declared that we are more than conquerors. So let's start decreeing and declaring that 2017, yes it is, the year of victory is our year. It's going to be the best year ever because we are prosperous people. We are favored by God. We're walking in his favor. We're walking in his love. We're walking in his joy. We're walking in his peace. We're walking in everything that God has for us. And we are walking in good health. And even as our souls are prospering, that we're walking in God's favor each and every day of our lives. We can decree it and we declare it over ourselves, over our families, no matter what it looks like. He says, speak my word, because he watches over his word to perform it. He's waiting on us. Remember, according to the power that works in us, he's waiting on us to speak his word so he can act on his word and perform it in each and every one of our lives. So back to the scripture at the beginning, when it says in Psalm 35:27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Oh, yes, my friends, my sisters, and my brothers, this is our season. This is our time to go into 2017 and decree and declare that God has everything in store for us because he has already made us prosperous. He has already given us favor because he gave us Jesus. The Lord will be magnified in our prosperity because it's his way of showing his sovereignty through our blessings. Oh, hallelujah. That's a shout to me. Isaiah 60:1-2. Let me remind you by what he said. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Yes, it will. And deep darkness the people. It's going to happen. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. I'm going to leave you with that. You saturate yourself in that word and know that you are prosperous and you're walking in God's favor. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I hope you got a thought from this message. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for that powerful and profound message on living in prosperity and favor. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have good and great plans for our lives. We thank you for depositing everything that we need into each and every single one of us. We thank you, oh God, for this powerful word that you sent straight from the throne room through Minister Brenda Terrell on prosperity and favor, God. So I pray as she has poured into us that you would just fill her up until she overflows, that every single need that she stands in need of, that you will meet it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. I plead the blood over everyone on this line, and I speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare healing, total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for those who have loved ones who have transitioned. I pray for your comfort, your peace, and your strength to be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. So we bow down before you. We ask right now that you will forgive us of our sins, oh God, and that you would keep us, that you would give us peace and strength, God, that we would be able to do all things because your word says that we can do all things because you give us the strength to do all things. I thank you that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the fields, oh God. I thank you that we are fruitful and we lack nothing. I thank you right now, God, that wherever we go, that you go with us. I thank you that our families are blessed, our ministries are blessed, our workplaces are blessed, and we are a blessed people that your glory is seen in each and every single one of us in 2016, oh God. And so we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we honor you, and we love you. And these things I decree and I declare in this mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus. I pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, you have to go back and listen to this message. If you want to end 2016 strong and be elevated into 2017, then make sure you go back and listen to this message at this number, 712-432-1085, and the same access code 957-677-POUND. Please, please, please join us on the new morning motivational call, Motivational Monday or Inspirational Monday. That number again is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Remember, the Artist Extravaganza 2017 will be happening in California in March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Please make sure you go back to your back office and check for further information. If you're not a part of Artist and you want to be a part of the extravaganza, then get back with the person who invited you to this call and let them share with you how you can be in California too. I want to say again thank you to Minister Bonita for seating us and greeting us today and giving us that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for blessing us this morning with that profound message on prosperity and favor. And to each and every single one of you, this call would not be what it is without you. We thank you for joining us here in this telecommunication sanctuary. And I ask that you would not come to this call, that you would not come alone, but that you would invite someone else to come along with you tomorrow morning so that their life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day along with you here on the Master's Call, where the presence of God is definitely present. And so at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Brenda Henry Terrell if she would come back and give us our closing benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I will make a declaration and decree this over your life, that Isaiah 61:2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. You have a wonderful, blessed day. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.